Hey, this is Dr. Natasha Wyatt with Raising Royalty, where we are raising kings for kingdom things. What would you say? What would you say if a close friend said, "You look like a monkey"? With the voices of the world sharing their hearts, I was overwhelmed with pride by the answer of my young king. When I entered the door, Hezekiah wanted to explain what had happened on a call with a young girl he calls friend and I call Becky. I sat down quickly and focused intently on what he had to say. I could tell that he was filled with emotions of hurt, frustrations, understanding, and then pride. He hasn't had to have difficult conversations with peers. However, the world has shifted. Children are listening as parents are talking. We pray that they develop their own identity. We shelter them from the horror of the world. We instill many lessons and hope that they will be shaped by our character. We are fighting with technology, peer influences, and the systems they are associated with. Mom, I had to check Becky today because she said I looked like a monkey. So I asked her, "Do you know what you said was racist?" My eyes got big and wide. My heart dropped into my stomach as I tried to show no emotion. I asked Hezekiah, "So what did you say?" He took a deep breath and explained. She said, "How is that racist?" I cut him off quickly with my "mama gonna knock you out" stare and followed up with a calm breath and changed my body posture, which was squared up to fight. While breathing and changing my body language, I said, "Then what did you say?" He explained that he talked to her about how blacks were called porch monkeys, which was based on whites' assumptions of blacks being lazy. He also told her, "Just Google it," etc. I must add, he had a little help from his mama, my mom, who helped guide their discussion towards educating rather than just not addressing the issue. My mother acknowledged him for not letting his emotions get the best of him, being able to articulate himself with facts and having a clear message. Hezekiah was smiling ear to ear as she spoke of how proud and brave he was. He followed up with Big and me later in the evening and gave us more context of Becky and how she abruptly got off the phone. We talked to him about being consistent with his message of being a strong man of color, how to challenge people who have fixed mindsets, to assist them to lean into their discomfort and growth. We have a duty as a people. It is to utilize our voice for righteousness, to support people through learning and facts, and to provide opportunity for growth. It is amazing to me how Hezekiah has been able to develop his voice, how moldable he and Little are, how they listen to everything and have applied their learning to everyday situations. Then I think, Becky's mom probably thinks the same thing. Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe and share.